It's Dane Neal and Wendy Snyder, and it's a Tech Tuesday, and Ben Fox Rubin is in with us today, senior reporter for CNET News in Manhattan. Ben, I have to tell you, I have a husband who is a Star Wars aficionado, and we already, he logged into the Disney app, set it up, the Disney Plus app. We got the Fire Stick to put on the TV, and he got up nice and early to watch it, and it just was not loading. A few glitches this morning with Disney Plus.
That is absolutely right. A bit of a facepalm or a bit of a fail for Disney Plus starting right out of the gate, if you want to look at it that way. There are other people that might look at it as this is a great marketing effort for Disney, where they're saying we had so much demand, we had so much excitement that it crashed our systems. And if you recall, Amazon had a similar problem with one of their earlier Prime days. So it might actually turn into a positive for them at some point.
What, did they take lessons from the Popeye's chicken sandwich to create this crazy demand?
So the good thing here is that if you go on the website Down Detector, you can see that the number of reports has decreased substantially. So it looks like they spiked right when the service went live, but they've really seemed to trim down the number of reports. That might be because a lot more people are at work right now, so there isn't as much demand. So we'll see if it picks up and they have additional problems going into the evening.
6,700 problems reported is what I saw at one point of the morning. It may be more. There are a lot of Disney fans out there, and it was great because my husband goes, oh, yeah, I went to CNET.com to see the best way to download it and how we, you know, figure out how to get the subscription. And you have some information at CNET, but how do you get the free Disney Plus for a year?
One of the ways to do that is through Verizon. So Verizon Unlimited customers, I think you have to be a new customer, and it's only certain types of plans. But you can get free Disney Plus through Verizon Unlimited. Also, new Fios, that's the home broadband service. Those are new customers, not existing customers, can also get it for a year. So that's one of the ways to do it for sure.
You mentioned that there's no real downside to not having it work, especially when you can have everybody talking about, geez, it, you know, the site crashed because it was so popular. And we're talking about Disney fans, and I think that there's a level of fandom that isn't passive, right? People are active. She brought up, you know, her husband getting in there and, you know, preemptively logging in and being prepared and all that kind of stuff for it. Do you think that is kind of part of the actual marketing plan? You know, just like the Popeye's chicken sandwich or the donuts or that food place that sold out. Is just, hey, start it out and then just say we ran out because everyone's too excited.
I have no proof of that, but it does certainly. I think that the companies, at least their PR departments, managed to spin a positive out of it, where they say that this has exceeded even our wildest expectations. You see some form of that line when the services fail and it doesn't work out. Again, going back to Amazon Prime Day, they said almost the exact same thing, where they said they were overwhelmed by the amount of attention and excitement and interest that their customers had. So it almost makes it sound like it's a good thing that the website's not working properly. But let's be honest here, it is a bit of an embarrassment. Disney is a massive company, yeah. So is Amazon. These are companies that spend billions of dollars on their cloud computing services. They have, I'm sure, thousands of people that work on these issues. And so you would hope to a certain extent that these types of things wouldn't happen. But it's also, I kind of feel from a customer perspective, it's somewhat understandable. This is the first time they flipped the switch on it. So the fact that demand spiked, especially at that point, and started to crash things, I kind of get it. Hopefully it doesn't continue happening. I think that would really frustrate people.
All right, so that's what's going on with Disney Plus, and I'm sure they'll have it fixed ASAP. I really do. I have a personal question that I think will help a lot of people out there. I need to figure out how to get into my iCloud storage, because you get the free iCloud storage a certain amount when you sign into iTunes, and then you can upgrade it, and it's a pretty good amount for $1.99 a month. Well, I keep getting alerts on my phone that I'm already just about up to my 200 gigs, and There are pictures I take of Mucinex that Jasmine was taking for a cold, and I take a picture so I can go to Walgreens and go, this is what I need to get. And I don't delete that picture. So I have so many useless photos on my iCloud right now. How do I log into it and remove some of that stuff that I don't need? Is there a way to do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What you do is you just go on iCloud.com. And then you click on you have to log in. Usually there's two-factor authentication, so you get a code sent to your phone. But once you're logged in, you just click on the photos section. But unfortunately, it sounds like you've already got 200 gigs, which means that you're dealing with this massive mountain of photos. So I have a very similar problem where a lot of people, instead of sifting through all those Mucinex photos and all the stuff that maybe they didn't need from 2016 or even prior, a lot of times people would just upgrade to a bigger storage or the switch.
That's what I've been doing. And I'm just going to keep going until I have like 15 terabytes.
I'm sure the Mucinex people are very happy about that.
I know.
Right. One thing that you can at least consider is switching to a different provider. I know that's probably a pain when you're talking about 200 gigs. That's pretty substantial, and you have to port over to a whole new system. But that is one consideration. If you're an Amazon Prime customer, they do have free photo storage, so that's one idea. Google storage, they also obviously
I have all
storage,
of it.
And
I have
it's a little bit cheaper.
Here's the disgusting thing, Ben. I have duplicates of all this on Amazon and I have it on my Google Photos, and I even got this drive that's connected to my TV that I can't access that is backing up everything.
You need like a storage life coach.
I know, but I can't access it.
You're not alone. You're not alone. That is absolutely a big problem that a lot of people have. Exactly what you're describing is that people constantly just decide they want to spend a little bit more money because you're going from like, sometimes you're going from 99 cents a month to $2.99 a month. And to consider the idea of wasting an entire weekend sifting through photos that you don't need anymore, I'm sure a lot of people would just say, you know what, it's just not worth it. I'm willing to spend the extra $15 or $20 a month. Obviously, $15 or $20 a year. But obviously, a lot of these companies stand to benefit as we keep accumulating more and more storage that just continues to follow us around for our lives.
All right, I got to do it. I got to make so I just go to iCloud.com and I can log in and I can look at everything that I have there, photos, music, everything. And how long will it take me to go?
Whatever's downloaded there.
How long will it take?
It could take a while, but I would probably say kind of similar to a spring cleaning. Maybe you want to take it bit by bit so that your eyes don't glaze over and fall out of your face. And you take it from there. And if you see a little bit of progress and you're able to cut maybe 5 gigs every now and then and you feel good about it, then I would say keep going with it.
That's what I'm doing. I have to do it.
Otherwise, it might not be worth it. Really, you're not talking about a huge amount of savings to switch to a different service or upgrade. So you really have to think of your own opportunity cost here as far as it really worth so much of your time for $5 a month extra.
See, I knew this was going to be a problem because I'm a piler. I never throw anything out, and I have piles of stuff. I have 57,964 emails in my inbox right now as I'm looking at my iPhone, and I have 200 gigs of crap on my iCloud. So I need to declutter. Does it give me joy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. But like I said, if it makes you feel any better, there are so many people that are in the exact same situation you are. It is difficult. And I really like the idea of a storage life coach. That's a really smart career of the future.
All right. So you just gave me an entrepreneurial idea. I'm going to start a support group, you know, iCloud.com Anonymous, and we can all come together and clean this up, everybody. If I can do it, anybody can. Thank you so much. He is Ben Fox Rubin, and he is with CNET, and we thank you so much for talking to us today on this Tech Tuesday. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, I've got to do it, so if you don't hear from me for a while, I'm going to start. This is going to take me like a year.
Just pay an extra dollar.
No, because then it just, I have so much stuff to go through.
Yeah. And now for a word from Mucinex. No, I'm just but I, think about all the, because I think of, I do that all the time if I'm doing a price check in there. So I'll go and take a picture of it.
Yep.
I have so much stuff that has, there's no redeeming qualities on my phone.
All right. I'm going to go through it. That is my goal. That is my goal before 2020. 2025, maybe. All right. News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening here, 720 AM WGN.